Annie, can we do 7?
Well, we'd have to go one better than the 7-star in Dubai with the island in the shape of a palm tree.
Yes. Buy the Dubai one, sink it, and then we'll build an island right off the coast of Blubbery Slipper Clown. It could be any shape you like. What do you fancy, Giles?
Pasty.
Done.
Pasty Island. Yes.
From the moment you arrive at the Buzz Tree Solomon experience, you'll never have to get out of your complimentary fluffy white dressing gown.
And a pair of backless toweling slippers.
Sold.
No, backless.
Well then, we're in business. Annie, give him one of those ivory Rolexes we bought.
We gave the last one to Liam Fox.
Oh, something else then.
Caviar?
Not fast, no. Tell you what though, I'd go long on a scotch egg if you're asking.
I'll call the New York office and have them fly one over.
They could roll it.
Blundery Slappy Town is gonna get Ronald Trump, Giles. How do you feel about that?
Well, it sounds toppity. As long as the mayor gives it all the okay, we should be fine.
The mayor? What? Who is he?
She. Mrs. Maureen Netherclap. She's a tough old thing, you know, like a turkey goes on January the 9th. She's very strict on planning. She once stopped Mr. Figgis from leaving a life-size fudge otter on the pavement outside his shop. Said too many people would have to step round it.
Well, Giles, if you want Pasty Island to happen...
I really do.
Then here's what I want you to do.
Giles, you're smiling. What have you done?
I'm going to run for mayor.
Don't be ridiculous, Giles. You can't be mayor. You can barely tie your own shoelaces.
As you know, Charlotte, that's no longer an issue. Velcro is my friend. I just get Mr. Spiky Bristly Side Flap to give Mrs. Fluffy Panel the special fastening cuddle, and hey presto,
oh dear, man down.
Sorry, I cross-fastened on the opposite shoe. Classic Velcro bish.
Up you get, Wembley Hog.
Sorry, everyone.
Now, what do you mean you're going to run for mayor?
I thought we at Wembley Hog Travel could put the campaign together.
Might be interesting. Very well, I'll get the art box down. Now, can we work in groups?
Whoa. Tell me this mayoral nonsense has nothing to do with that crooked, grasping bully Ronald Crump.
How did you guess?
You're wearing a t-shirt with the words, "I just had a meeting with Ronald Crump" written on it.
Oh, I completely forgot. Do you know he just gives these away when you've had a meeting with him? Amazingly generous man. I'll take it off. So, you'll never guess who I just had a meeting with.
Ronald Crump?
How did you know?
How could you have a meeting with that vile capitalist pig?
Steady on, Charlotte.
Smash the banks! Global protest now!
Oh, listen, Charlotte. Crump says that when I become mayor, we're really going to put Budley on the map.
It's already on the map.
Only on maps of Devon. Crump said he'd not only make sure it had a bigger font on the Devon maps, but he'd also put it on maps of all sorts of other places.
But
maps of Cornwall,
Giles,
Africa,
listen.
Maps of the moon. I'd stop listening. A giant Scotch egg had arrived from New York.
Giles, I want no part of this. I'm going to fight you all the way.
Oh, come on, Charlotte. Your brother, the mayor. I'd change the rules, bring Budley right into the 20th century. I'd let you take ponies into the shops.
Really? Oh, Mr. Twinkle so wants to see inside Smith's. I've told him all about it. No! No, Crump's not getting his way on Budley Salterton. Come on, Mr. Twinkle. We're leaving. And you shouldn't be encouraging him, Mr. Timmis.
I know, but I've got the art box down now.
And those lentils. Campaign day one. I'm on my way to the big mayoral beach debate, part one. It's all very exciting. Everyone seems to have turned up. Annie and Crump have really gone to town on this launch. And not this town either. A bigger town with a shop that sells a whopping great stage, about 1,000 lights, a massive confetti blower, and what looks to me like a bouncy pasty ride for the kids. Yumsk and Funsk. Oh, there they are. Now, I really need to tell Crump about the thing where we release the doves.
Giles! Just came by to wish you luck and say there's nothing to worry about.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Crump.
I'm sorry, can I help you?
Yes, I was just saying thanks very much to Mr.
Do you have an appointment?
Well, I think
you'd like to wait here while I see if he's in.
He is in. Look, he just said I just came
without an appointment, it will be very difficult for Mr. Crump to fit you in. Have a magazine.
Ooh, is that a copy of Horse and Hound?
Yes, please make yourself comfortable.
Come on, Giles, it's starting.
But she said I wasn't...
Mr. Crump will see you now.
Right. Shame, though. Brilliant article. Which came first, the saddle or the rash?
All right, Giles, remember... Everyone here is on your side.
But what if the local papers aren't friendly? One of them's run by the husband of one of my mother's bridge girls, and she stuffed a whole rubber up last week, and they had to rewarm the scones.
I literally didn't get any of that. Yeah. But don't worry. I bought all the newspapers in the town this morning.
Wow. Mrs. Tremaine will be pleased. She's never sold a copy of The Guardian here before. Can I have the crossword when you're done? Slow, Giles. My tortoise likes to sleep on the...